You know, when you've had every conversation under the sun with all kinds of people, and you've done 120 different kinds of jobs in your lifetime, I don't care if it's plumbing, electrical, estimating, design, truss design, computer work, programming, nothing fancy on the programming, though, but there's really nothing new. There's really nothing exciting. You've had conversations with her. You've seen the repeat over and over. Now that I've done the stock market for 3 years, it's starting to get boring. It's just the same stuff over and over. The same game, the same salesman, the same Jezebel, the same legalist, the same lies, the same insanity, the same selfish people, the same ignorance, the same foolishness, the same stuff over and over and over. Now, what's the purpose of that? The culture that you're in, doesn't matter which culture, if you unfold the word culture, you know, the purpose of facing off with anybody or anything down here is to push you to the next level. And when you do some serious meditation and you see the path, right? Faster than somebody else. Everybody's on the same path. They just haven't arrived yet. So the culture, if you look the word culture up, it goes back to cult. If you look that up, it goes back to cycle, it goes back to the cycle that you're in to actually grow you up and stabilize you and to birth in a new creature moment by moment. And if you take the word culture or cult or culture dish or whatever, it's obvious what's happening. Is to refine you. The culture, if you look the word up and unfold it, is to refine you, to purify you, to make you fine, to get rid of all the wood, hay, and stubble. So the cycle repeat is designed to refine you. And the word refine, if you unfold it, is designed to make you pure, or purify you. So this culture cult repeat, blue, red versus blue, birthing system, whatever you want to call it, he said, she said, flesh versus spirit, objects hitting you, your eye gate, your ear gate, all your flesh your senses, all the touch, taste, smell, hear, see, all those senses are hitting you to push you to the next level. That's what it's for. To purify you. That's it. You're being purified in your culture. It doesn't matter if it's China, Russia, USA. It doesn't matter where it's at. You're being purified. Look it up. So what does a cult do? The flesh cuts the flesh. The spirit sharpens the spirit. What is the cult doing? It's cutting out junk. Cutting out the junk in your life. You're being cut. You're being turned. God is actually testing you too to see what you're going to union up with. Are you going to union up with Babylon, or are you going to union up with the saints? Babylon or the saints? Most people claim to be introspective, but they're not. Most people don't even know what the word means, introspection. But the ones who do know what it means, that claim to know, they're not introspective. They claim, yeah, I believe in being introspective, but they're not introspective. The purpose for you to stay on one job for a season, for a long time, or to stay in a family for a while, is to teach you something. if you're in a lost family, all they know how to do is survive in the energy of the flesh. And if you get saved and you see past the game of that lost family, it's kind of like you're born in a bunch of monsters. Remember that blonde-headed, I don't know if it was the Adams family or the Munsters. There was that blonde-headed lady who looked normal, dressed normal, acted normal. But she was born in a family of monsters, a witch, a monster, all the weird creatures. But she was the only one that was born in it. But because she was born in that, she thought it was normal. But she wasn't like them. But she couldn't see it. She was sitting there in a family of monsters, and she didn't know they were monsters. And that's what it is with your culture. You're surrounded by a bunch of monsters, a bunch of base nature, flesh creature monsters. And until you wake up to it, you don't know it. And not only are they in the homes, they're in the jobs and the churches and all. You're surrounded by monsters, but they put on like they're saints in the churches. And they want to yoke you up and then pull you down to their monster mindset. The monster mindset is the energy of the flesh. It's earthly, fleshly, temporal. It's selfish. It's self-worship. It's the dark side. So they want to pull you to the dark side because they're in darkness. They're trying to make a copy of you. But when God pulls you out of a monster situation, a family, a church, or a bunch of monsters, and God shows you the whole truth, He shows you what legalism is. That legalism is nothing but the Jezebel spirit. I told somebody I graduated out of that denomination a long time ago, and they got mad at me. The reason is they're stuck in the monster game. They are surrounded by monsters, but they have the light, but they're surrounded by monsters, and they think they're okay. They can't see it. They're in a box. The box. It's dark in a box. What happens when you close a box? It's dark. So every cube, every 666 flesh mind monster box is closed and is darkness. I don't care if it's a, they might have, all right, so let me give you an example. Somebody who's lost puts a bunch of lights on their house for Christmas. It's lit up. The house is lit up. But it's dark. It's dark in their heart. Their house is lit up. They got a bunch of lights. But their house, their home, their heart is dark because they're not saved. They're lost. They're undone. And they think they got something new. And when you talk to them, it doesn't matter who it is. The flesh creature is just a flesh creature going down the same spiral downward path. And so, just like if you talk to a new age, they all talk the same talk. Why is it you can pull up 4 or 5 new age channels and they all say the same stuff? Because they're a copy. They're a clone of a clone of a clone. And it's all about money. Let me do a reading. They'll say, let me do a reading for money. Let me tell your future, your fortune teller, money. And people fall for it. I'm surprised they don't go to jail. I'm surprised they don't go to jail. People fall for that junk.
crazy world.
The same thing happened in the Bible, where these fortune tellers were making all this money, right? Based on some demon-sized girl seeing the one day in the future or something. Thinking they got something, seeing in the future, and it's all just a cycle repeat. The lady was able to see the cycle repeat, so she was telling them she could read their future. You don't need a psychic. All you had to do is look at the archetypes and look at the Bible, look at the names, look at the repeats, the cycles, the seasons. Everything repeats. If you think there's something new under the sun out there on a daily basis, weekly, yearly, then you're believing a lie, because the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And so if there's somebody out there trying to be a prognosticator to get paid for it, I mean, you know all things in Jesus. That's why Paul, when he told that girl, the demon to come out of that girl, they got mad and wanted to kill him, because they took away their money. They took her, took the demon out of her and took away their money. It's all about money. See, if they can keep the masses ignorant, they make money off of you. Every time you open your mouth, they're listening to see what lies you believe so they can pounce on you as a salesman or something. They're trying to figure out how they can get over on you. Do you understand? These are monsters. The Bible says, be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. These are serpents that they have no desire to be gentle as doves. They're serpent monsters. They're psychic vampires. They're financial vampires. They're soul vampires. They're just vampires at every level. They want to get in and steal, kill, and destroy, period. They want to be your friend. You got somebody just trying to be your friend. Beware. Think about it. You're diligent. You're working two jobs. You're going about your business. Some stranger who's don't have a job, they see you. So let's say I'm working two jobs and doing it. Some gal comes up and she don't have a job. And she's trying to get in the door. Why? Free ride. Baby daddy. Free ride. Most people don't know what love is. Most people have no idea what really sacrificial, redemptive love is about. People are just, their idea of love, if you scratch mine, my back, I'll scratch yours. They wouldn't know what agape love was if it hit them upside the face. They don't understand what love is, because they've been in survival mode their whole life, because they don't want to sacrifice. The way to get out of survival mode is to sacrifice your time. You got to work. You try to get out of debt as much as you can. The reason you're in survival mode is because you hate authority, most likely. Seriously. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. The reason you're in a culture is because your flesh mind is so wicked. You don't even know it. You don't even know how wicked you are. And so God has to use the culture to cut out, to cultivate you. When you got a garden, you got to cut out the weeds. You got to cultivate that plant. You got to cut it like a bush or something. You got to cut it at a certain season so it grows taller or more thick. You cultivate your shrubbery just like God is cultivating you. He's got to cut out certain things out of your life. Now, if you're smart enough to, or introspective enough, not even smart enough, just if you're just aware of your thoughts, pay attention to if it lines up with truth, you can cut it out yourself. The Bible says, judge yourself lest you be judged. You can cut your own stuff out, right? But most people don't want to be introspective. They're not aware of they're not even aware of what they're saying, much less their thoughts. If you can't remember what you said yesterday, how can you remember what you were thinking yesterday? You can't. And if you got so much noise and confusion and craziness going on, how can you pay attention to your own thoughts if you got so much noise? That's one reason I picked a career that I worked by myself. I've tried a lot of things. These jobs, see, if you're a farmer, you're out there in the field and you're able to think, because it's just monotonous repeat, but you can think. You can pay attention to your thoughts. But with all the Facebook, the noise, the TikTok, the Instagram, and all the stuff going on, you can't even remember what you were thinking yesterday. Because if you remembered what you were thinking yesterday, you will actually see that it appeared today. It reflected back. That's why it's called reflection. Reflect upon. Reflecting pond is reflect upon. Why is a reflecting pond called a reflecting pond? Because you reflect upon. P-O-N-D. Reflect you pon. U-P-O-N. Reflect you ponder. Reflect upon. Reflect you pon. Reflection. If you can't remember what you were thinking yesterday, no wonder you don't see it reflecting back the next day. And no wonder you want to blame everybody else for the problem, because it's just no introspection. What is introspection? Introspect. Look at your own self. Look at your heart. Look at your thoughts. Look at your mind. Look at your demeanor. Look at your whole worldview. If you can't do that, no wonder. A reflecting pond is because a person reflects upon. Reflect, U-P-O-N-D. Pond. Reflect upon. Upon. It's so... What are you reflecting upon as you're sitting in front of that reflecting pond? Why is it called a reflecting pond when you reflect upon? It's so obvious, it's not even funny. The truth is right in front of us. We've seen, it's been here all life, but the noise has shut it from hearts and minds and souls. It's right here. It's so much. It's so crazy, it's not even funny. What are you contemplating on? Together template. What are you thinking about? What are you inking out? TH, ink. TH is the ethereal plane. What are you spiritually thinking about? What are you inking out spiritually? The Mother Earth realm is the birthing, the harvest. The thoughts are spirit.
In a quarter of a mile, turn left on South Josephine Boyd Street.
All right, I gotta cut this off. I gotta pick up somebody. I gotta pick up another zombie. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.